NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone, from Wood River High School. Doug Duden, our producer, engineer, Grant Sparks, on the NewTek Seed pregame show as we get ready for our second boys semifinal of the 2013 Loup Platte Conference basketball tournament between the Adams Central Patriots and the Loup City Red Raiders. A very solid, intense first semifinal, but the top seed, Kearney Catholic, remained undefeated, coming out on top in a 61-52 win over Gibbon. 21 points from Alex Lease, 12 points, 8 rebounds from Brian Hoosman. Matt Moore had 11 for Gibbon. Riley Reinertsen had 22, and Brett Benfeld had 18. Loup City and Adams Central meeting here for the second time this season. In the first meeting of the year, Adams Central at home, the first game after Christmas, a 56-43 win. But for Loup City as the sixth seed, they are putting some things together. They have now won three in a row and beaten two rated teams to do that in Burwell and Ravenna on Tuesday night, the defending conference tournament champions. We'll take a look at the starting lineups right after this.
Just like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
The Nebraska women, with 1 minute to go in the first half, lead Ohio State 30-21. Nebraska women leading 30-21 a minute before the half. That game is currently on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. It's time now for a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the Better Bank of Kearney. And the visitors today will be Adams Central, number 10, a 5'10 senior, Jake Fowler. Number 14, 6'3 senior, Tyler Kierkegaard. Number 24, 6'3", senior, Blake Overmiller. Number 42, 6'3", senior, Jesse Ackerman. And number 50, 6'3", senior, that is Matt Brown. Head coach at Adams Central, Zach Foster, with assistants Rick Rath, Tom Schlechter, Zeb Noy, Justin Miller, Cody Cahill, and John Wheeler. Adams Central, 15-3, ranked fifth in Class C1. The three losses all coming here just a couple of weeks ago, Northwest, Donovan Trumbull, and Hastings High. For Loup City, number 4 is a 5'10 junior, Brady Rasmussen. Number 12, a 5'9 senior, Austin Bocart. Number 20, a 6'1 senior, Cole Lambrick. Number 22, 6'3 senior, Riley Lambrick. And number 32, 6'3 junior, Matt Jarzinka. The head coach is Paul Henry. Assisted by Mark Higgins, Loup City is 11-7 on the season. Adams Central defeated Ord 70-37 Tuesday, and Loup City beat Ravenna 61-41. And that's the starting line. It's brought to you by Five Points Bank, the Better Bank, and Kearney. Will tip it off right after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
You've been listening to the NewTek Seed pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a NewTek Seed dealer near you. And the ball is in the air. Loup City will control the opening tip, and we are underway on Classic Hits and FlatRiverPreps.com. This will be the most physical team and the biggest team that Loup City has faced all year, according to Coach Paul Henry, like they did the first time. And driving in, first shot of the game, high off the glass is in for Austin Bogart. And Loup City grabs the 2-0 lead. Adams Central will come out and face a man-to-man defense here. Also want to let you know that Eustace Farnham came all the way back to beat Loomis 45-44 tonight in the girls' semifinals of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. As down low, they get the ball to Overmiller. Overmiller turnaround jumper up and in. So Eustace Farnham advances on to the finals. Axtell and Amherst just getting underway on ESPN. 14-60 and 15-50, the girls' semifinal at the Viero Event Center. These games are also on the web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. And we have our first foul of the game. And that's going to go against Jesse Ackerman, one of the newest UNK football recruits when they sign it up on Wednesday. And the free throw rolls off, no good. For Brady Rasmussen, coming off that impressive 34-point performance Tuesday night in the win at Ravenna. Second free throw on the way, and it is good. So Rasmussen gets one of two, and 3-2 Loup City. And this is the biggest team in a conference versus the smallest team in a conference. Adams Central has been B for a little while. They're back in C1. Loup City, the only D1 school in the conference. Down low, Ackerman pushing off, and he's going to get called for the travel. He was trying to get some space cleared out and took an extra step. That's our first turnover of the game. So we're a minute into the contest, and it's 3-2 Loup City. They've got the ball. Expect a low-scoring game here this evening. Up top, Austin Bogart gets it in the right-hand corner to Brady Rasmussen. Back out to Bogart. Open for the free-throw line, and he's fouled on the jumper. A little late getting over there for the help, and the foul called. So right back to the free-throw line. And a foul will be called on Jake Fowler. There's so many great athletes on both of these ball clubs. Don't want to slight Loup City because these boys have had a heck of a year, too, football and basketball, just like the Patriots. But the free throw is no good by Austin Bogart. And a second one coming up. On the way, and it is good. So Bogart gets one of two, and it's 4-2. Loup City by 2 points. 6:39 to go here in the first quarter of play. As Fowler has it up top, and Coach Zach Foster shouting instructions. Fowler dribbles to the right wing, now to the baseline, attacks and stepped out of bounds before he could whip the pass over to Matt Brown, the team's leading scorer, and Adams Central with their second turnover. Looks more like a football sideline than a basketball bench for Adams Central. All the people that are standing up, giving signals, giving inspiration to their teammates. As Rasmussen across the timeline here, as the ball knocked away from behind as they get it to Bogart, and Loup City will lose the handle. Fowler will push the ball up the floor here for the Patriots. He'll attack the paint, then turn and hand it off to Brown. Brown back up top he goes, looking at a three. Kierkegaard then tries to force it inside, and a foul will be called on Loup City's Cole Lambrick, trying to deny the entry pass to Matt Brown. Again, this is a team that doesn't necessarily score a ton of points, Adams Central. They average 52 points, give up 36. Inbounds pass, Fowler wide open, three, boom. Jake Fowler can't be any more open off the inbounds than that, and Adams Central will have their first lead at 5-4. Checking in for Loup City is going to be Brady Lewandowski. He's going to take the three, and that skips in and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Ackerman. That's the first three attempted of the game. Lewandowski, senior, has accepted his role. He's been a starter most of the time, but he comes off the bench and sees just about as much time as anybody else. Adams Central with a basketball, with it out on the left side of the key, is going to be Overmiller in those really good-looking blue uniforms with the red, white, and blue trim. As they get it inside and step it in, Brady Rasmussen with the steal. Rasmussen up the floor, 1-on-5, and the Patriots foul him out around the free throw line. They had it defended, and a foul on the floor. And it's going to be called on Ackerman, I do believe, yeah. And that will be the second on Ackerman, and so he's got to check out with 5:17 to go in the first quarter. Both teams sub here. And it'll be Loup City ball underneath their own hoop. Adams Central brings in Evan Lindblad, 6'5 sophomore. They got 6'5 and 6'6 that come off the bench in the Lindblad boys. With it on the right wing is going to be Rasmussen. Rasmussen gives it over to Lambrick. Riley dribbles it off his foot, able to get it back, though. 5-4 Adams Central, 5 minutes to go here. First quarter. First game went a little long. Second game started a little late. In for Loop City is number 42, Alex Patansky, 6'1 senior. They try to drop it into Lambrecht, and it is over Cole's head and out of bounds. So after all that, Loop City eventually turns the basketball over. More substitutions. Here's Derek Shuck. 6 foot senior comes in for Kierkegaard. And Fowler will walk the ball up the floor, setting in that man-to-man. They set a pick to get it to Fowler. Looking inside, trying to post up is Mark Brown. Nothing there. Mark Brown and Matt Brown, both on the floor here for Adams Central. Very patient around the perimeter here in the left-hand corner to Matt Brown. Matt puts it on the floor, attacks the lane, kicks it out for a 19-footer. It's off the front of the iron. No good. Rebound grabbed by Spatansky off the Shuck miss. And the first foul of the game on Derek Shuck. Fourth foul, though, already on Adams Central. They'll want to be a little careful there. Loop City basketball. Matt Jarzynka throws it in. He'll get it to Brady Rasmussen. Lewandowski's out there. Here's Austin Jacobowski into the ball game and Spatansky. So both Lambricks on the bench. Don't see that very often. Lewandowski goes down the sideline. Wanted to go with a pick and roll. There was nobody there. Turned over. Fast break the other way. One-on-one. Good adjustment for the layup. Blake Overmiller. Second bucket for Overmiller, and it is 7-4 as Loop City needs some help at midcourt. They get it. Good pass over to Jacobowski. Jacobowski up top. Gets it to Rasmussen. Jump stop left side of the lane. Shot goes all the way around and out. No good. Ball's on the floor. They're going to call Adams Central for a travel. Matt Brown never really did have possession of it, but they needed to blow the whistle just to make sure of that. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Loop City, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. 3:42 to go in the first quarter. Adams Central 7, Loop City 4. Red Raider ball underneath their own hoop. Up to Rasmussen, dribbles, fires it out to Lambrecht, who's back in. The three-pointer is no good for Riley, and the rebound brought down by Blake Overmiller. Overmiller will go ahead and bring the ball up the floor himself. Adams Central, just about everybody that's been on the floor outside of Fowler, is 6'1 or taller. And now a long three by Kierkegaard. That skips in and out, no good. Ward brought down by Brady Rasmussen. Adams Central hustles back on defense, and Rasmussen finds the trailer Lambrecht. And it'll be Riley to the top of the circle. Bounce pass right wing. Gets it to Jacobowski on the weak side. Being denied by Derek Shuck, and they'll have to restart it. Brady Rasmussen up top, reaching and reaching is Overmiller. Can't get the ball. Now the bounce pass is taken away and the feet get tangled up. A foul called on Riley Lambrecht. The pass was for him, then the feet got tangled up. So a turnover and a foul. And Loop City now with 4 turnovers. Adams Central 3. And Coach Foster making substitutions a bunch here in the first 4 minutes, 5 minutes of the game. Fowler is in there now with Kierkegaard. Shuck. Going a little more guard-oriented. Mark Brown is in there. And now Levi Cermak for the first time. He's got the ball at the top of the circle. Lobs it into Mark Brown, right back out top. Brown kind of getting shoved every time he touches the ball. Jake Fowler has it. He'll dribble it back out, trying to spread this Loop City defense and take him off the dribble against the man-to-man. Derek Shuck, good bounce pass for the back cut. Layup is Tyler Kierkegaard. On the assist from Derek Shuck, 9-4. Adams Central by 5. Facing a little 2-1-2 zone trap here. They do get over the top of it to Jacobowski to Bocart. Back out top, Jacobowski at the free throw line, but they pass it out instead of in. Everything is kind of away from the basket. Loop City playing with their back to the basket quite a bit right now. Riley Lambrecht up top to Lewandowski. And a foul away from the basket on a Loop City Red Raider. Offensive push off down low on Matt Jarzynka. That'll be his first and the team's third. Back in for Adams Central, Overmiller and Brown. At the end of one quarter, girls action. Amherst 8 and Axtell 5 at the end of one in the girls semifinals. Fort Kearney Conference Tournament currently airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550 and PlatteRiverPreps.com from the Bureau Events Center in Kearney. Fowler dribbles to the right wing and immediately kicks it back out top to Overmiller. Swings it over to Shuck. Shuck dribbles it off his foot, tries to go with a little pick and roll, and it's stolen away. Fourth turnover for Adams Central. Picking up the loose ball was Cole Lambrick. Rasmussen has it against the Adams Central man-to-man. They've done a pretty good job of trapping and then getting back into that man-to-man of the half court. Up top, Lambrick to Rasmussen. A quick catch and shoot three, and he got it. Brady Rasmussen with his first field goal. 9-7 Adams Central. Minute 20 to go here in the first quarter. Fowler forces the issue at the other end, and we get a travel. Fowler left his feet, came back down, tripped, didn't shoot the ball. Fifth turnover for the Patriots. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports. This week, the Loup Platte Conference Tournament on Classic Hits, and Loup City makes one of those unforced errors, trying to make a long pass down the floor and threw it over the head of Brady Rasmussen, and gives it right back to Adams Central. Again, tomorrow night, we've got the girls' semifinals, Kearney Catholic and Wood River at 6:15, Ravenna and Centura at 8. Earlier tonight, Kearney Catholic held off Gibbons 61-52. We'll talk with Coach Don Lease at halftime about the win. They're now 18-0. Right-hand corner with it is Kierkegaard. Rotate it to Fowler and back over to Overmiller, 22 feet away left side. Set the screen for Kierkegaard, but doesn't even look to shoot. Back out to Overmiller. Tries to take Lambrick off the dribble and kicks it back out to Overmiller. 49 seconds to go here in the quarter. Again, penetrate and back out top. Drive and kick it out. That's what Adams Central's been doing a lot of. Fowler up top of the circle. Good man-to-man defense here by Loup City. 35 seconds to go in the quarter. Great job. Now they lob it down low. Backside help. Couldn't get there in time. The layup good for Overmiller. He's got 6 of the 11. Good patience by the Patriots. 25 seconds left in the quarter. With it up top is Bocart. Austin, bounce pass over to Rasmussen. 11-7 the score. Rasmussen decides to drive. Contact, no whistle. Got his own rebound twice. Finally gets back out, shoots the ball. There's never been a call, and it comes all the way out top to Riley Lambrick. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound brought down by Kierkegaard. He lets it go from 60 feet, and that's the end of the quarter. And as he gets the word of an official, Coach Paul Henry saying, how did Brady Rasmussen not get a foul? And Brady shaking his head and saying some things we can't repeat. Of course, I'm not the best lip reader. He knows he got banged around down there. We're at the end of one. Adams Central, 11, and Loup City, 7.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week, the perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now and winning? If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Producer engineer Grant Sparks, Doug Duda back with you here at Wood River. Want to say a big thanks to Athletic Director Jerry Dunn and the crew for their hospitality as we are here the rest of the week. Adams Central will get the ball to start the second quarter, leading it 11-7 over Loup City. And that last 30 seconds showed how physical this would be. Give and go Brown, and he got the pump fake, got the foul, and the bucket. Matt Brown with his first bucket of the ball game, and Adams Central will get their first free throws of the contest. The foul is called on Matt Jarzynka, his second. Team fouls are even at 4 apiece. Blake Overmiller leads Adams Central with 6 points. Brady Rasmussen has 4. Bocart the other 3 for Loup City. And the free throw is good by Brown. So the lead sets at 7, 14-7, Adams Central. Loup City with their first possession of the second quarter. Lambrick with it. Riley back up top. Lewandowski gives it off to Austin Bocart. Driving in, kicking it out to Lambrick. Back out Lewandowski. Swings it over to Rasmussen. Almost every Patriot is taller than every Red Raider. Almost every matchup. Doesn't mean that the Lambrick boys can't get up in the air, but hard to pull the trigger on a jump shot right now, as Bogart's pass has to come and get it. Is Riley Lambrecht, then drives Lewandowski underneath, double pumps because the defender was there. It's no good. Rebound by Bogart, and they'll try it again. Reset it out top. Lewandowski thought maybe he was going to get his shot blocked and had to do a little double clutch, and the ball would roll over the rim. Bogart with it. Needs some help. Gives it to Rasmussen. Well out on the weak side. On Fowler. See if he tries to take him off the dribble. Switches it back to Bogart to Lewandowski. Good defense by the Patriots. Over to Rasmussen, and they're still 24 feet away from the hoop. Off the pick, Bogart takes it up top. Now puts it on the floor. Takes it to the hoop. Off the square and in. Austin Bogart finally got enough room in the lane. Now fast break the other way. A three by Kierkegaard when he had a wide open lane. He missed the three, and the rebound brought down by Riley Lambrecht. Kierkegaard, I know, can shoot the three, but I think he could have dribbled it to the basket, got a ladder, and dunked it. There wasn't anybody down there. Instead, Lupcini may get a break here. Lambrecht got to Lewandowski. Top of the circle. Fakes the three, guarded by Jesse Ackerman, who had two early fouls. Lambrecht over to Rasmussen. Good ball fake. Gets by Fowler into Ackerman. Puts it up and scores. Rasmussen initiated the contact and still found a way to score. 14-11 Adams Central. Just under 6 minutes to go here in the first half of the boys' Luplat Conference semifinals. Good pass down low over Miller between two defenders and scores. Blake with 8 of the 16 points. 16-11 to score. Loop City takes a little extra time against the press, and then Bogart took his eye off the ball. It bounces off of him and out of bounds. Each team had 5 turnovers in that first quarter. That's the first of the second quarter. 3-point shooting. Adams Central was 1 of 2. Loop City was 1 of 4. Rebounds 5-3 in favor of Loop City. Again, a lot of long possessions, not near as many shots, resulting in not near as many rebounds. Fowler brings it across the timeline, and the Patriots are up by 5. Top of the circle, they'll give it off to Mark Brown. Brown's pass gets tipped and goes off the hands of Kierkegaard and out of bounds. 16-11 in favor of Adams Central. Loop City got the first bucket of the ball game, and then Adams Central turned things around in a hurry. From 4-2, they then went up by 5. In a short amount of time. Here's Lambrecht. Long three on the way. That is no good for Riley. Rebound brought down by the Patriots. Shuck wanted to run, but didn't have the numbers, so he'll slow it up and give it to Fowler. Jake between the circles over to Shuck. And a timeout call here by Adams Central. Our first of the game. Timeout brought to you by our friends at Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take timeout for Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney. And a concession stand near you. It's 16-11, Adams Central. 5 minutes to go, first half. We'll be right back.
Go forth, save, and prosper. Citizens Bank recognizes the importance of saving. No matter what your goal is, Citizens Bank in Loop City has a savings option that is right for you. Citizens Bank and Trust in Loop City is a proud supporter of the area high school athletes. Citizens Bank and Trust offers everything you need in banking to keep your life, farm, and business running financially sound. They appreciate your business. Best of luck to all the area athletes in the game. From all of us at Citizens Bank and Trust in Loop City, member FDIC.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Nebraska women are up over Ohio State, 34-28, 18 minutes to go in the game, currently airing on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Here at 16-11 Adams Central, 5 minutes to go as we get back to play in the second quarter, leading Loop City in a walk call as they got it down on the block to Matt Brown, double-teamed by the Lambrecht boys, and the travel will be the 7th turnover for Adams Central. That hurts. You call the timeout, you set the play up, you don't really even get it going, and you turn it over. So Loop City now with a basketball, trying to find a way to get enough offense to hang in this game. Rasmussen long pass to Lambrecht, makes a whale of a pass 30 feet back across the floor. Loop City, a lot of dangerous passes here all in a row. It's this man-to-man defense of Adams Central. It looks like a 2-3 zone, but Rasmussen drives, and it's going to be partially blocked by Blake Overmiller. And here comes Fowler. Fowler swings it to Overmiller. It was supposed to go to Kierkegaard, and they throw it out of bounds. One of those where it was meant for one, and the other one got in the way. So one of those you can live with. You don't like to turn it over, but it wasn't for lack of effort by the Patriots. They continue to bring that press farther into the backcourt with each possession. Lewandowski gets it over to Rasmussen, and going for the steal, a foul called on Mark Brown. His first and the 15th foul on Adams Central. That's their first foul in a long, long time. They had four right away. It went almost 7 minutes since Adams Central was called for the foul. Glad you're along with us here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Wood River, and Loup City. Adams Central leading at 16-11. But right now, Loup City is more concerned about just getting a completed pass than a shot, as Lambert gets that three away, and it will not go. Rebound secured by Matt Brown of the Patriots. 5-4, Adams Central has outscored Loup City in this quarter as Overmiller drives and hits another one. 10 points now for Blake. He is the offensive juggernaut right now of this basketball game. Now at the baseline at the other end, the shot is up, and it is in by Loup City. And the bucket goes to Cole Lambrick, his first of the ball game, 18-13. Jake Fowler into the front court. Slows it down for Adams Central. Overmiller, the second leading scorer for these Patriots at 9 points, has already passed that as the ball is tapped out of bounds. And Loup City is going to call a timeout. I think Loup City wanted a timeout after the bucket, but they couldn't get the attention. So, 30-second timeout with 3:14 to go. Here in the second quarter, it's Adams Central 18, Loup City 13 on Classic Hits.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Welcome back to Wood River, as we've got 3:14 to go here in quarter number two. It is 18-13 in favor of Hastings Adams Central. Loup City has the pace kind of like they won, but they're going to have to get more points as Brown with a nifty turnaround jump on the low block. No good. Ball deflects out. Brady Lewandowski has it. Wants to run. Numbers aren't there. Now he's trapped. Steps through. Gets it to Rasmussen. Brings it to the rack. Up and in, and draws the foul. Rasmussen used his body to screen him away from the defender so that he could take the shot, and still the foul will give him a chance to get his 9th point of the game. Still only 3 players have scored for Loup City, 18-15, and it's on Jesse Ackerman. So he's got to come out. That's his 3rd foul. He's frustrated with that one. 2:56 to go in the half. The free throw no good. Loup City's got to start making free throws. That was a problem early in the year. Rebound brought down by Blake Overmiller. 2 of 5 from the line for Loup City. Just a couple more, and they're within one. Here's a 3 at the other end by Matt Brown in the corner. It's no good. Long rebound to Lambrick. Up ahead, he goes to Jacobowski, who has his shot rejected by Matt Brown, who hustled back. Great job there by Adams Central to get back defensively. Could have been a 1-point game. Adams Central on the low block again. Brown, double team, kicks it out of the wing. Back up top, Overmiller, and they're going to say he took a quick step for a walk. Turnover number 9 for Adams Central. .224 remaining coming up. The Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Give you the first half stats. Update you on the girls' action for the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. Recap game 1. Kearney Catholic coach Don Leese will join us after their 61-52 win against Gibbon. Penetrate Bocart. On the baseline, 9-footer comes up short for Lambrick. And the rebound brought down by Matt Brown. Up the floor, Fowler. Back to Overmiller, the trailer. Overmiller sees a seam. Beautiful dish underneath. The layup is good, and a foul to go along with it. Matt Brown will have a chance for his 2nd 3-point play here in the second quarter. Beautiful dish that time by Blake Overmiller. The foul is called on Brady Rasmussen. That'll be his first. And the free throw is on the way, and it is short. And the rebound brought down by Riley Lambrick. That's his team high 4th. quickly into the front court. Lewandowski in the right-hand corner can't do anything, and they pull it out. 20-15 Adams Central, a minute 50 to go here in the second quarter. Blue Platte Conference boys semifinal. Smallest school in the conference against the biggest. Lambrecht over to Bocart. In the corner, Rasmussen. Left corner for three. That's off the mark. And the rebound brought down by Blake Overmiller. I apologize any time that I call him Matt, because that is going to be Tyler Kierkegaard. Up and in. And a timeout by Loop City. So the lead now 7, back up to the largest of the game. And the Red Raiders will take a full-length timeout. 1:30 to go in the first half, 22-15 in favor of Adams Central. We'll be right back.
Stop in and see John or Ed at Erickson Ford in Loop City today for a reduced interest rate as low as 0% for 60 months. Rebates of up to $8,500 on select models. Now's the time to buy new at Erickson Ford. 0% interest and up to $8,500. You heard correct, $8,500 rebates being offered on select models. You need to get to Erickson Ford in Loop City now. Knowledgeable, no-pressure sales team, saving you money. Erickson Ford, finding the vehicle you want with outstanding service after the sale since 1972 in Loop City.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cinex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cinex station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Out of the Loop City timeout, full court pressure being put on by Adams Central. We haven't seen a lot of this. It's a different man-to-man full court press. They had been putting on some zone trap earlier, and Loop City able to get it in the hands of Bocart, and he'll bring it across the timeline. But they can't afford to get down by more than this. Boy, a lot of body contact out front. Rasmussen almost shoved into the backcourt, gets it to Lewandowski. Brady just trying to find some room. He's in trouble now. They overplay it. Rasmussen is open, drives to the baseline, and then sliding down to cut him off, Mark Brown. Great defense. Adams Central really giving Loop City problems here. 1 minute to go in the half. Get it to Lambrecht. They went for the steal, not there. So Lambrecht takes it, missed the reverse layup. The ball kicked and picked up by Jake Fowler. Adams Central scoring on their opportunities in Loop City like that. Very rarely get a look, and they do. And Fowler gets it over on the left wing to Derek Shuck. A three-pointer that comes up short, no good. Rebound brought down by Lewandowski, the second for Brady. 35 seconds to go here. Coach Paul Henry just yelled one shot with 30 seconds to go. Lambrecht gives it off to Bocart. Just because he yelled it doesn't mean that's what they're doing, though. They are running a little weave here. And now Rasmussen brings it out. He'll dribble clock out here. 16 seconds to go. The Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up. Don Lease joins us. Stay with us. Off the top of the circle, Rasmussen 8-7, backs in, makes the separation, hits the turnaround jumper. That's a beauty. Adams Central, Fowler, half court, contested three, no good, and we go to halftime with your score. The Adams Central Patriots, 22, and the Loop City Red Raiders, 17. This is the Loop Platte Conference Boys Basketball Semifinals on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. We'll be back right after this timeout.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious, hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 Meat Treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back to Wood River. Again, big thanks to Athletic Director Jerry Dunn and the crew here, where we are at halftime of our second boys semifinal tonight. It is Adams Central 22 and Loop City 17. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is their treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection, find them in your local yellow pages. Coming up tomorrow, it's the girls' semifinals here in the conference tournament. At 6:15, Kearney Catholic will play Wood River, and at 8, Centura will take on Ravenna. Then we'll be back for all four games, starting with the boys' consolation at 2 o'clock on Saturday. Then the girls at 4 in the championship games will be at 6 and at 8. Earlier tonight in the boys' semifinal, game 1, 61-52, Kearney Catholic, and they remain undefeated on the season. 21 points for Alex Lease, 12 points, 8 rebounds, Brian Hoosman, 11 points, Matt Moore. For Gibbon, they got 22 from Riley Reinertsen and 18 from Brett Benfeld. Gibbon 14-4, two losses now to the Stars. Kearney Catholic 18-0. And we are joined by the head coach of the Stars, Don Lease. And, Coach, that was an intense ball game tonight.
Yeah, it was. It was one of those, built that about 16-point lead at one time, and then, you saw it dwindle down to about 8 again. And it's one of those things, we did some things in the fourth, at the end of the third and the fourth, where we were, kids got a little bit tired, and they did some standing. Where in the first half, we did a lot of – we passed to the wing and an attack. This time we passed to the wing and stood. And I don't remember putting that one in, but we did that quite a bit on some things. We weren't attacking on some stuff in the fourth quarter. We did a little too much standing.
Just like the first meeting last week, Gibbon got off to a quick start, forced you into a couple early turnovers. They hit some shots. It didn't really take you that long, though, to get things turned around and really kind of shut them down there in the second quarter.
Well, we told our kids, when we move the ball, we get good looks. In the first quarter, we had some good looks. They just didn't fall for us. And I just told them at the break there, I said, hey, guys, you're taking good shots. We've had the first couple of possessions where we didn't do a very good job of some things, but we're taking good shots. And, those things will fall. And, in the second quarter, we shot a good percentage, and the kids played real well.
Key part of the ball game, at least from my standpoint, was that first 2.5 minutes that you kind of referenced in the third quarter. Riley Reinertsen evidently had something going on with his hand. You guys take that 9-0 lead, and that's where you build it out to 17. And then he comes back in, cut it to 10. You're able to kind of keep it at that the rest of the game. And I guess your thoughts on did you notice that? Did you know that you needed to, when you took that 9-0 lead, that Riley was sitting on the sideline?
Yeah, when we saw what, he didn't come out in the third quarter there, we went to a little bit of our traps and got some good steals on some things and got some easy baskets on some transition. Then he came back in the game, and our kids thought, the game was a little bit too much, so we threw the ball away about 3 times in a row. And Riley does some good things up top, but our kids, have got to understand the way Kearney Catholic is. We got to attack and attack and attack, and we built a lead, and sometimes they look up at the score clock and they go, we got a lead, let's work it. Well, when you're going against a 1-3-1, eventually if you work it, you might get a good look, but you also might get trapped in the corners and stuff. And, when we did our best was when we would attack it right away. When they would come up with that trap, we'd hit a guy in the middle, and when we looked to attack. But we just didn't do that very much. We got a little bit tired on some things, and kids didn't quite do the things that they were doing in the first 2.5 quarters.
Well, Alex had a great game offensively. Brian's always there. You cleaned the glass offensively. I thought you did really good on the offensive boards. Talk about Alex's game and getting to the offensive glass.
I thought all our kids did a really good job of getting to the boards. David Squires got in it. He'd keep it alive, tipping it and stuff, and then Alex or Brian would run it down, and we had those happen quite a few times where we got the ball tipped, and then a guy would pick it up, and we would put it in for a bucket or something. But, offensive boards is something that we kind of stress in practices. We send a certain guy deep. If he's here, where we rotate, whoever you're at, the people kind of know where to crash the boards and try to get to the spots to get the boards.
And, Coach Lease, quickly, you're going to get a team – this is rare. You haven't played Loop City or Adams Central, so you're going to play one of them twice, and you're going to get a chance to play the other one before the end of the season. Your thoughts on what you've seen here so far?
Well, you know, it's a heck of a defensive battle game right now. Both teams are getting up in pressure, and scoring is difficult on things. And it's one of those things where they're doing a lot of trapping, and both sides are doing a little bit. You know, Paul Henry likes to run his matchup zone, which is tough because you got to do some things. And the kids, you'll do it the first time and then the second time down. If you don't call out the same play, they don't run the same thing. And, you know, they've been doing some good things, Adams Central has, against the matchup. But then, you know, they got some isolations down here for Loop City. Brady's just a good athlete, can get to the hole and stuff. Adam Central's long and lanky, and you know they've affected some of the shots down in there, and you know, it's one of those things. It's going to come down to, you know, the turnover battle and so on. I think is going to be the big thing on this game.
All right, Don. Congratulations on keeping the slate clean. We'll see you Saturday.
Hey, thanks, Doug. Thanks for having us.
Don Lease, head coach, Kearney Catholic boys. They win it tonight, 61-52. Halftime of our second semifinal, 22-17. Adams Central with the win or with the lead over Loop City. We'll look at the numbers right after this.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Mobile Bankall is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bankall from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bankall allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bankall is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
Now look at the first half stats for Loop City. Brady Rasmussen leads the way with 10 points, 3 rebounds. Austin Bocart, 5 points, 1 rebound. And Cole Lambrecht has the other 2 points. Riley Lambrecht, 4 rebounds. Brady Lewandowski, 2. Alex Potansky, 1. 7 points in the first quarter, 10 of the second. At the half, Loop City, 17 points, 11 rebounds. 2 out of 5 at the free throw line, 1 of 7 from 3-point land, and 6 turnovers. Matt Jarzynka, the only player with 2 fouls. For Adams Central, Jake Fowler has hit a 3-point bucket and has a rebound. Derek Shuck, a rebound. Tyler Kierkegaard, 4 points and a rebound. Blake Obermiller leads the way with 10 points, 3 rebounds, and a block. Jesse Ackerman has a rebound. And Matt Brown, 5 points, 2 rebounds, and a block. 11 points in each quarter. The Patriots have 22 points, 9 rebounds, 1 out of 2 at the free throw line, 1 of 5 from 3-point land, 2 block shots, and 9 turnovers. And in the foul situation, Jesse Ackerman has 3. Nobody else with more than 1. At the half, Adams Central 22, Loop City 17. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. And in the girls' halftime, Amherst leading 19-16 against Axtell in the Fort Kearney Conference Girls on ESPN 1460. We'll be back with the second half after this.
Like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
And welcome back to High School Hoops. Loop City will get the ball to start the third quarter, trailing 22-17. Loop City had set up a backdoor lob, and Adams Central yelled it out. So Bocart tries, and his shot no good, but he goes out of bounds off Adams Central. Good recognition there by the Adams Central bench, yelling out to cover that backside lob. 22-17, your score. Loop City down 5, underneath their own hoop. Throw it all the way out to Brady Rasmussen. Original 5 starters are in there for the Red Raiders. Rasmussen, Bocart, Jarzynka, and both the Lambrechts. They're trying to get that ball to Matt Jarzynka, and it's knocked out of bounds. Stays with Loop City. On the other side, the same starters for Adams Central: Fowler, Kierkegaard, Overmiller, Ackerman, and Matt Brown. 22-17, your score. Don't forget complete coverage of the Super Bowl Sunday, also on ESPN Radio. Pre-game at 3, but it'll be talked about all day. Kickoff at 5:30, Ravens and Niners. Pick and roll, and they throw it behind Cole Lambrecht, then out of bounds. Loop City had fewer turnovers than Adams Central in the first half, and that's a key stat. They'll have to keep it that way in the second half. Not a whole lot of flow. Adams Central's defense is dictating what's going on in this game. Fowler over to Kierkegaard. Wrapped up right knee, gets it down low to Brown. Brown takes it at Jarzynka, scores, and draws the third foul of the game on Matt Jarzynka. Brown has scored 3 times and has been fouled on every one of his buckets. And so coming out, Jarzynka, coming in, Spetanski. And Jarzynka not pleased because he hasn't got to play much because of the foul trouble. 7:05 to go, third quarter, and the free throw by Matt Brown is on the way, and it is no good. Comes off like a laser, and Spetanski will grab the loose ball. Gets it to Rasmussen. Brady gets back, goes over Ackerman off the window, and scores. Beautiful shot for Brady Rasmussen. After pouring in 34 against Ravenna Tuesday, he's got 12 of his team's 19 early in the third quarter. Needs some help, though. If they can find somebody else, and Cole and Riley Lambrecht with just one bucket between them, that's very unusual as they're concentrating on them. Brown in the paint, double team, step through. He's been in there a while, puts it up and gets called a foul on Loop City. He worked hard, and he's going to go to the line for it. Foul is called on Cole Lambrecht, his second. And at the line will be Matt Brown. Right now he's 1 of 3 at the charity stripe as he gets ready to put up the first of 2, and it's on the way, and good. 8 points now for Brown, 10 for Overmiller, 18 of the 25. Second free throw now. And Brown puts this one up, and it is in. So Matt able to put them both home, and it is 26-19, Adams Central. Loop City has not been able to get it down to a one-possession game, and again, they throw over the top of the press and throw it away. That's the 8th turnover for Loop City, and Adams Central will throw it in. Threw it right into a crowd of young ladies that were not watching the game over there, so some giggling ensuing as the ball landed in their laps. Adams Central a chance to take their biggest lead of the night. Fowler drives the baseline, kicks it off to Ackerman. Ackerman comes inside, short jumper good. Jesse Ackerman with his first bucket, and it's now a 9-point lead, and Loop City nearly turned it over again, but they say that Adams Central stepped out of bounds when they made the steal. Checking into the ball game, Lewandowski and Bocart out for Loop City. 28-19 Adams Central, 6 minutes to go, third quarter. It's Cole Lambrecht in the front court, left wing, trying to double-team him, gets it to Rasmussen underneath. And there's going to be a foul before they could get it down to Riley Lambrecht. I think Loop City would have rather had the pass than the foul because they had a 2-on-1 layup drill. The foul on Blake Overmiller will be the first on him and the first of the half on Adams Central. So Loop City has to do it again. Lewandowski on the right side of the key. Bounce pass back up top. Rasmussen swing it over to Lambrecht. That's Riley trying to get it inside. Bounce pass in traffic, and it's just blocked and taken away down there by Tyler Kierkegaard. Loop City with their 9th turnover, and they get it right back at the other end on a pick and roll. It's well played by Cole Lambrecht, and he did not bite on that pass and picks up the intercepted pass. Spetanski back out, Lewandowski. Loop City really only has 3 scores on the floor right now, and Adams Central knows it. Lambrecht is bumped out there by Matt Brown, gives it to Lewandowski at the free throw line to Rasmussen, a 3-pointer that skips off the rim, no good. Rebound brought down by Blake Overmiller. Yeah, Loop City's in a little bit of trouble right now. Down 9, can't get a shot to fall. Fowler ball fake, kicks it off on the wing to Brown, trying to get Ackerman posted up down low. Jesse in there with those 3 fouls. As much as he's played, I think Coach Zach Faust says, I got to let him play a little while. Fowler open 3 on the way, and it's going to be no good. They crash the boards, and we got an over-the-back foul on the Patriots, it looks like. Probably on Overmiller. And for Blake, that's his second here in just a short amount of time. And we've got some substitutions coming into the ball game. Let you know who's on the floor here in just a minute. Again, the Amherst girls, a 19-16 lead over Axtell as they started the third quarter of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. That's in the third quarter now on ESPN, 14-60-15-50. Into the ball game is going to be Austin Jacobowski. Brings it right in front of the Loop City bench to Rasmussen. Both Lambrechts are in there, and Lewandowski skip pass to Jacobowski against the zone. Three-pointer Lambrecht needs it, won't go for Riley, and the rebound brought down by Overmiller again, his team-high fifth. Loop City's 1 of 9 beyond the arc. Overmiller all the way left-hand corner, tries to force it into the paint to Brown, and it's picked off there by Riley Lambrecht. Lambrecht up the floor, trying to beat everybody back, weaves his way through, and finally the layup crawls in, the first bucket of the game for Riley Lambrecht. Then coming to the other end, a blocking foul called on Loop City as a fast break opportunity passed to Mark Brown. He was a little off balance, and Loop City slid over just a second, just a hair too late, and the blocking foul called. Cole Lambrecht, his third. It was a good effort. Could have been a momentum swinger there. Loop City finally scored, could have got the ball right back. Cole's going to check out, and back in is going to be Matt Jarzynka. Inbounds, here's a three-pointer on the way, and it skips out for Shuck. Rebound brought down by Riley Lambrecht, his fifth. Adam Central's just 1 of 6 from beyond the arc. Rasmussen guarded out there by Overmiller. Swing it over to Jacobowski. Austin trying to get it on the post to Lambrecht. Hand on him the whole time. Turnaround jumper, in and out, no good. And over the back, called again. This one's going to be on Blake Overmiller. Brady Rasmussen was in there on the position. And the foul on Blake, he's got three all in this quarter. 3:42 to go in the third quarter. Adam Central 28, Loop City needs a touchdown. They got 21. And Lambrecht, Riley will join Cole on the bench. And Bocart back in. Loop City ball underneath their own hoop. Swing it out to Jacobowski. And to Rasmussen, and they don't do anything off that inbounds play. Rasmussen looking to his left for a screen. Pick and roll. There's Lewandowski underneath. They hack at him two or three times. Brady sticks with it. It won't go. Offensive rebound. Jarzynka back up and in. Lewandowski had three guys on him, and there was nobody to box out Jarzynka. 28-23, Patriots lead back down to 5, and a timeout by Coach Zach Foster. 3:18 to go in the third quarter of play. Loop Platte semifinals, 28-23, Adam Central leads Loop City. We'll be back in a minute.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Basketball. Adam Central runs a set play out of the timeout. It doesn't work the first time, so they'll reset it with Fowler between the circles. 3 minutes to go, third quarter, 28-23 Patriots. Down a low block, Ackerman. Rasmussen poked it away from behind. You're listening to High School Hoops on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Hastings, Loop City, and Wood River, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. With our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda with you at Wood River. And Fowler has it off the inbounds on the left wing, leading it by 5. Loop City does have the last two buckets. Adam Central really spreading the floor, taking the air out of the ball right here. Trying to get everybody in position for a double pick. Fowler gets the double team, swings it off to Brown, man down. Brown drives, hits the front of the iron. Shot no good. The ball hit the baseline. It'll belong to Loop City. Good disciplined defense there by the Red Raiders. And a little help as the Patriots, Matt Brown, missed the short little jumper. So Bocart brings it across the timeline here, looking for another upset to get to the finals. With it is Jacobowski. Over to Rasmussen. Down to the baseline, Lewandowski pops out of the left-hand corner. Skip pass over to Bocart. around Brown to the bucket over Ackerman. They're just too tall for Loop City. The shot no good. Goes off Ackerman and out of bounds. So Loop City will get another chance. But Loop City, 5'10", 5'9". They say that the Lambrick boys are 6'1", 6'3". You look at Adams Central, 6'3", 6'3", 6'3", 6'3". Fowler's 5'10". When they bring in Mark Brown, he's 6'4". So plenty of height there for Adams Central. Loop City ball. Lewandowski to throw it in. Back in is going to be Riley Lambrecht. Here's the three-pointer. Jacob Askey can't get it to go. Rebound to Obermiller, his sixth. Loop City now 1 of 10 from the outside. They need just to get one going here. Now Lewandowski goes over the top and commits the foul, trying to deny the entry pass to Matt Brown. First foul on Brady. Fourth foul of the half on Loop City. 2:06 to go here in the third quarter. 28-23 Adams Central. As we expected, a low-scoring game. It was 22-17 at the half. Rasmussen almost stole the inbounds pass. And they'll reset Adams Central. Obermiller with it. 10 in the first half, nothing in the second half. Lewandowski's on him. Now they set a pick for Ackerman outside the arc. He'll drive. Leaner in the lane, bouncing around. It will not go. And Charzenko holds his ground to get his second rebound of the quarter. Over to Lewandowski. Down to 1:40 to go here. Loop City has done a good job of holding Adams Central on 28. Now they need another bucket. Back over to Riley Lambrecht. And it goes right through his hands and out of bounds. Loop City has 10 turnovers. At least five of those are something that look just like that. A pass that's either over the head of somebody or right through their hands. And those are the killers tonight for the Red Raiders. Adams Central's been on 28, though, for about 4 minutes. And finally, Obermiller just decides to drive, fall down, get the foul. Blake hadn't been used enough, and that was a good decision right there. And Riley Lambrecht with his second foul. And Adams Central will stack the right side of the lane here for the inbounds pass. Obermiller to throw it in. Looking for the lob, not there. Goes short corner to Fowler on the right side. Back up wide, open three, Kierkegaard, but it will not go. And it's all red and white underneath. Lewandowski has his third rebound. They want to run. Lambrecht to the baseline. Jacobowski has to get out of there. Bounce pass up top. Rasmussen's wide open, and they don't even look over there. Lambrecht for three. It is no good. The ball slapped out into the corner. It's out of bounds. Off of Fowler, they say. Back in is Bocart. Loop City can't get discouraged right now. You can kind of see their heads dropping. They can't make anything. But maybe Brady Rasmussen needs the ball in his hands again. He hasn't touched it in a while. He's wide open off the inbounds up top. He gets it. He drives. He is double-teamed, and he still scored. Brady Rasmussen, he was well defended. 28-25, fast break the other way, and an offensive foul. Brown, Lewandowski took the hard charge. Matt Brown, his first foul. Adams Central's not going to like that call. We had a bang-bang one like that in the first half, and another bang-bang one there. The one in the first half went Adams Central's way. This one did not. 51 seconds to go in the third quarter, 28-25. Adams Central's lead has been cut to three. Three straight buckets over Loop City, but it's taken them nearly 4 minutes to do it. 45 seconds to go in the quarter. Loop City on the low block, Jarzynka. He's trapped on the baseline, dribbles into the corner, steps out of it. Nice play by Jarzynka, and they get it back up to the perimeter. Rasmussen with 33 seconds, and it looks like they want to play for the last shot. And it looks like Adams Central will let him. Rasmussen and Riley Lambrecht play and catch. Lewandowski, Jarzynka, and Bocart are also out there. So it looks like Adams Central, unless Loop City cans their first three since the first quarter, will have the lead. 12 seconds. Now 9, Rasmussen over to Lambrecht, 4-3, but it is no good. Rebound pulled down by Adams Central, and they travel with the ball with 1.8 seconds. Adams Central thought that the time was about ready to expire, and Kierkegaard, who grabbed the rebound, had to take a bad hop as he was ready to fire one from three-quarter court. So Loop City's probably going to get one more chance at a three here. 1.8, they get it underneath their own hoop, Lewandowski to do it. Looking, lobs it out top, long three, Jacobowski, good, and we're tied going to the fourth quarter. Austin Jacobowski brings the Red Raider fans to their feet with a high arcing rainbow three, and the final 9 points of the quarter scored by the Red Raiders. After three, Loop City and Adams Central tied at 28. We're back after this timeout.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
With our producer-engineer Grant Sparks, Doug Duda with you, and all of a sudden we've got ourselves a game again here in the fourth quarter. Adams Central did not score in the final 6 minutes and 6 seconds of that quarter. And it's 28-all. Adams Central will get the ball, though. Overmiller, somebody missed their assignment, but he dishes it off underneath, and it's knocked out of bounds. Boy, usually Blake would have taken that shot. He leads the way with 10 points. 9 for Matt Brown, 14 for Brady Rasmussen. Leads Loop City. And on the inbound of 3, Kierkegaard off the front of the rim, off the back of the rim, it's no good. Rebound brought down by Riley Lambrick. Adams Central 1 of 10, or 1 of 9 from 3-point land. And Loop City, by hitting that one at the buzzer, is 2 of 13. And as they bring the ball up the floor, Loop City passes it and then runs over the defender. And Riley Lambrick is going to get called for an offensive foul. He's got 3. Cole's got 3. Jarzinka's got 3. And Adams Central has the basketball. Backside lob. Brown's open, and he'll be fouled. Lambrick went ahead, and he didn't know it, but Brown really didn't catch the ball clean. He ended up behind the backboard. Might not have been able to get the shot. But Riley now with 4 personal fouls. And every foul is free throws the rest of the way here for Adams Central. And they need him. Can Matt Brown get him off the schneid? He is 3 out of 5 at the line, and the free throw is good. So after 6.5 minutes of being held without a point, Adams Central finally gets to 29 and snaps the 9-0 run by Loop City. 36-32 Amherst leading Axtell after 3 in the girls' semifinals of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. Earlier, Eustace Farnham came back and beat Loomis 45-44. Brown hits them both. The winner plays at 6 Saturday against Kearney Catholic. The loser plays a tough Gibbon team at 2 Saturday afternoon here on Classic Hits. Kearney Catholic won at 61-52 earlier today. Here it's 30-28 Adams Central. 7:10 to go on Classic Hits. Bocart to Lewandowski. Now they're running a little dribble weave at the top of the circle to Rasmussen. Got him free for the 3. It's good, and Loop City has their first lead since the first quarter. After being 1 of 12 on three-pointers, Loop City's hit back-to-back threes, and they're up 31-30, 17 for Rasmussen. And at the other end, Rasmussen knocks away the entry pass, and Adams Central will have to take it out underneath. A couple of intense ball games here tonight. And the Patriots into Overmiller, trying to set up Kierkegaard for 3, got the screen, left corner 3, got it. Finally, a bucket for Adams Central. Tyler Kierkegaard makes it 33-31. And for Kierkegaard, he's got 7. So Brown 11, Overmiller 10, Kierkegaard 7. Loopsy ball didn't have that lead very long. Rasmussen, game high 17, one-on-one. Brought down to the paint, leads it to him, fade away, won't go. Brought down by Overmiller, that game high 17, ball has to the other end, just like that about. And to say last time, finally, Matt Brown hit the R. He's slowly. So they take it here. I think they will. Mark, come in. Got twisted up. Took one of the rings. Be okay, but could use 30 seconds in the morning here. And it'll be Overmiller to throw it. And corner five of them have the three, so he thinks it won't go. Rebound by Riley Lambert. And with his 7th, and that leads the way to Loop City. 33-31, 8 It's 6:05 to go in the game. Between circles, Rasmus. He left Oscar Car. Bounce pass. Back to Rasmussen. Takes out now. Nice way down the line. Back of it. Sit back and scores. 19 for Rasmussen. We're tied at 33. Brady wanted the foul. Slow to get up. Coach Henry did back. If you were, get back. 33. I have time to go. Fowler. Drill up front. Central slows it down. They don't get a shot. They got a set play. With it. It's going to be over Miller. Tried to sneak in there, get the steal. 5-on-4. Ackerman from the 3. It is no. Oh, he slapped down Miller. He tries. He puts up the scoop. Shot no good. Point blank. Put it back to Mark Brown. Offensive board. Little bucket. Adam Central. Right at the base. All passes. Not to advance. Loose lane. And a foul call here. Adam Central.
So many advantages of shopping at Joe's Market in Loop City. You know the people who work there, and they know you. Not to mention the great service and fresh meats, including homemade pulled sausage. Isn't it just nice to know that all the food you can buy locally is fresh, and the people that help you are the same friendly faces that live on the same street? Their kids go to the same school. That's what you get at Joe's Market in Loop City. Joe's Market is proud to support the area athletes.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
All right, we're sorry for the technical difficulties that we have there, but we are back here at Wood River, and it is 35-33 Adams Central, leading Loop City, 5:05 to go in this Loop Lap Conference semifinal, and Loop City will get the ball after a loose ball foul was called on Jesse Ackerman, and that is his fourth, so he checks out of the game. Loop City, Lambrick for the three. It is good. Riley Lambrick hits his first three, and Loop City regains the lead, 36-35. Across the timeline with it is Jake Fowler. There's a three at the other end. Obermiller answers right back. Finally, some buckets being scored, 38-36, and an over and back. Brady Rasmussen stopped at midcourt, didn't realize where he was. First turnover of the fourth quarter by either team. To start this game, Loop City was 1 of 12 from three-point land. They've hit three in a row. Adams Central was 1 of 9. They've hit two of their last four. 38-36 Patriots. Earlier this year, Adams Central beat Loop City 56-43 in Hastings, the first game after Christmas. As Overmiller drives, misses, got it back, scored. And Blake Overmiller now with 15 points and 9 rebounds. And just like that, it's 40-36. Rasmussen into the front court. Brady, they're really extending that trap. Lose a man. Lambrick kicks it back out. Lewandowski. Loop City didn't do anything when they had the numbers game. Losing the ball, Lewandowski. Another Loop City turnover. Fast break over Miller. He trips and a foul called, and there's nothing you could do. Riley Lambrick fouls out of the game. He got tripped, and when he went to the ground, he caused Overmiller to trip again, and Riley Lambrick will foul out of the ball game. With 5 points and a team-high 7 rebounds and 3:58 to go here in the contest. And Loop City will take a little time to... Well, now they say it's only the fourth on Riley, okay? My bad. So that's a good thing for Loop City, but Adams Central still gets two free throws, and the first one is no good by Blake Overmiller. That's his first free throw attempt of the ball game. For Overmiller, just a 50% free throw shooting team. This is not a good free throw shooting team, 56%. And many people call it a football team out there for Adams Central, and that might be why. They don't have the touch. Rebound brought down by Loop City, and they're yelling at Riley Lambrick, Wolf the whole way, and he loses the basketball. Three straight turnovers for Loop City, and a timeout by Adams Central. So with 3:46 to go here in the basketball game, it is Adams Central 40, Luke City 36, and we'll be back after this timeout.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Go forth, save, and prosper. Citizens Bank recognizes the importance of saving. No matter what your goal is, Citizens Bank in Loup City has a savings option that is right for you. Citizens Bank and Trust in Loup City is a proud supporter of the area high school athletes. Citizens Bank and Trust offers everything you need in banking to keep your life, farm, and business running financially sound. They appreciate your business. Best of luck to all the area athletes in the game. From all of us at Citizens Bank and Trust in Loup City, member FDIC.
The 15-3 Adams Central Patriots trying to hold off the 11-7 Loup City Red Raiders with 3:46 to go in the game. The Patriots have the ball in a 40-36 lead. Loup City actually came back and took the lead by a point twice here in the fourth quarter, but now back-to-back buckets by the Patriots, and they are in a little bit more comfort zone, although this one is far from over, but they can get it back out to 6 or 7, and that would be pretty tough for Loup City to overcome. Moving the ball, running a lot of picks, running a lot of screens, away from the ball, a lot of screens, and spreading the floor. They're trying to find a way to get Blake Overmiller open. He's their leading scorer with 15. With it is Kierkegaard. And they'll give it to Fowler all the way out at midcourt. Loup City, a foul puts the 1-1 into effect again. With it is Kierkegaard, guarded by Rasmussen. Lambrecht knocked the ball away. And the Patriots grab it back, and Coach Zach Foster says, spread it and redo this. Just under 3 minutes to go. Fowler has it poked away right to Brown. Brown to the high post, gives it off to Overmiller. Thought about the three for about a millisecond and pulls it back out. So the Patriots doing a good job. Loup City's just got to stay patient, though. And there's a hand check foul on Brady Rasmussen. They cleared out everything. The middle two-thirds of the court were open, and Overmiller was just going to try and take Rasmussen off the dribble. The foul is the second on Brady, and a 1-1 here for Blake Overmiller. 0-2 at the line, 15 points, 9 rebounds, according to my book. And the front end of the 1-1 is good. At the Fort Kearney Conference Girls Semifinal, it's been close the whole way. Midway through the fourth quarter, Amherst 43 and Axtell 38. On ESPN 1460. Second free throw over Miller. That's short. And the rebound brought down by Riley Lambrecht. And that will be his ninth of the basketball game. Loup City with the basketball. With it is Jacobowski to Rasmussen, who dribbles it out of there. It's a low 1-4. Trying to get Lambrecht open. And Rasmussen maybe double dribbled, but he gets away with it. Takes the shot. It won't go. And Fowler gets the rebound and foul in the backcourt. You don't want to do that. 75 feet away, and now two free throws for Jake Fowler. Of course, maybe if we look at the numbers here for Jake Fowler, that's the guy you want to put at the line. And for Jake Fowler, he's just not much of a scorer. He is a 64% free throw shooter. Hit a three early, and he's going to get two free throws here. The foul was on Jacobowski, his first, and the free throw is no good. The Nebraska women a winner at Ohio State tonight, 62-53. Big Red with the win. Second free throw down coming up for Jacobowski. For Fowler, and it's no good. And the rebound, Brady Lewandowski, his fourth, 41-36. And a timeout called by Loup City as they sprint the ball up the floor. And they're only going to have one timeout left. 2:15 to go here in the boys' semifinals of the Loup Platte Conference Tournament. Adams Central has got a 41-36 lead. We'll be right back.
Stop in and see John or Ed at Erickson Ford in Loup City today for a reduced interest rate as low as 0% for 60 months. Rebates of up to $8,500 on select models. Now's the time to buy new at Erickson Ford. 0% interest and up to $8,500. You heard correct. $8,500 rebates being offered on select models. You need to get to Erickson Ford in Loup City now. Knowledgeable, no-pressure sales team saving you money. Erickson Ford, finding the vehicle you want with outstanding service after the sale since 1972 in Loup City.
Nabisco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco's Sports.
2:15 remains here on KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings, Grand Island, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. As always, thank you to our sponsors. Can Loop City make one more comeback? Brady Rasmussen has it down five. They clear it out. He drives, kicks it out to Jacobowski. You hit that big three at the end of the quarter. Back to Rasmussen. They're all over him. To Jacobowski in the lane. Nice. Throws it up. Got the call. And Adam Central not happy with that one. Tyler Kierkegaard going, I didn't do anything. But it's going to be two free throws here for Austin Jacobowski. Loop City is 2 of 5 at the line. These are their first free throws of the second half. And the first free throw by the lefty is no good. Jarzynka back in. And Cole Lambrick checks in for Riley Lambrick. Second free throw for Jacobowski. Trying to cut it to four. On the way, and it's good. So Austin gets one of two. It's 41-37 Adams Central. Full court pressure on. And a timeout called by Adams Central. And they will have one remaining. Each team has one timeout remaining. 2:03 still. There's a lot of time. And we'll be right back.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Don't forget, at the end of the ball game, the Misco Sports Postgame Show will have all the final stats. So stay with us, coaches interview and more, here on Classic Hits 98.9. Loop City trying to foul on the inbounds. Can't get it done. Adams Central with a basketball. And as they try to tie up Overmiller, a foul will be called. And Blake, who is 1 of 4 in this quarter at the line, will go to the line to shoot two free throws. And as we said, Adams Central is not a good free throw shooting team, only 56%. But still, 1 out of 2, probably going to be pretty good. Rasmussen committed the foul. It's his third, and the first of two is good. 7 points in the quarter for Overmiller. He's got 17 in the basketball game. And a second free throw on the way, and it's good. Blake hits them both, and it's 43-37. The lead is 6. Loop City going to have to find a way to get some points. They have been stagnant from the field here the last 3 minutes. Rasmussen trying to drive, gets double-teamed almost anywhere, gives it to Bocart. To Lewandowski, loses the dribble. To Lambrick, a long off-balance three. That was not a good shot, and out of bounds it goes. It was right in front of Coach Paul Henry. He was trying to scream out the play there, and Riley just cast one up, and that's a huge one because now Adams Central the ball and a 6-point lead. Fowler has it, and a foul called, and now Riley Lambrick has fouled out of the basketball game. We thought he did a little earlier. Now it's official. 5 points, 9 rebounds, 1:36 to go in this game. Things awful quiet as Loop City takes as much time as they can to put somebody in. And it's going to be Cole Lambrick. Don't forget, more basketball tomorrow. Loop City trying to come back here. Tomorrow it's the girls as Fowler puts the first free throw up, and it's good. Jake missed a couple earlier this quarter, but he gets that one. 44-37. And a second free throw is short, no good. And Ackerman over the back going to commit the foul and send Brady Lewandowski to the line. And Jesse Ackerman, that should be it for him. So Ackerman will join Riley Lambrecht on the bench, fouling out of this game. Ackerman just didn't get much done tonight because of the fouls. 2 points, one rebound, and he'll leave us with 1:36 to go here in the contest. Brady Lewandowski hasn't scored, hasn't shot a free throw. I think he maybe has taken one shot in the game. And now, important front end of a 1-1. On the way, and it is no good. Rebound brought down by Matt Brown, and a foul called as they get it to Fowler. So, looks like it's just going to be back and forth here, but Loop City can't score. And they're not going to be able to close the gap. Adams Central's defense too strong. And at the line to shoot two more, Jake Fowler, 1 of 4 all in this quarter. And the free throw is on the way and good. So Loop City, who came from 9 down to tied at the end of the third quarter to actually take a lead early in the fourth quarter. I think it was 35-34 maybe, and they have been thumped down the stretch here. Second free throw up and in by Fowler, and it's 46-37, equaling the largest lead of the game, and Coach Paul Henry calls his final timeout. 1:30 remains in the game. We'll be back to finish it off in just a minute. It's 46-37, Adams Central.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cynix gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cynix station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 meat treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
Loop City had their last lead at 4:56. That's the last bucket they've made. It's been 3.5 minutes. They threw in a couple of free throws. Down 9, 46-37, Adams Central. Their discipline continuing to work. Lewandowski off balance 3. Doesn't quite get there. And it's going to be grabbed by Jake Fowler. Now it's time to play keep away. And a foul called in the backcourt. And that's going to send Derek Shuck to the line to shoot 2. But momentarily here, it'll be time probably to clear the benches. Loop City puts in a valiant effort, but just runs out of gas here in the fourth quarter. Bocart committed the foul. Shuck looking for his first point of the night. And he'll put the free throw up and in. Derek Shuck, the confident stroke, able to knock that one down. He is a 70% free throw shooter, about the best on the team. Second one no good. Rebound brought down by Cole Lambrecht to Brady Rasmussen. A long three on the way for Brady. It's no good. Rebound pulled down by Kierkegaard. And Loop City after Fowler into the front court. Now it's just keep away. There was a clean path to the basket by Overmiller, but he decided to just hold the ball. Play and keep away Brown. Loop City not going to foul. They're just trying to find a steal. Backdoor cut. There's Shuck, and the layup's up and in. Overplay the ball. Adams Central moves it well. And unfortunately, this score won't look as good as the game actually was, as it's 49-37, largest lead of the game at 12. Rasmussen with the basketball, 30 seconds to go, drives in. The leaner bounces off the rim twice, no good. Rebound brought down by Matt Brown. Loop City knows it's over, and Adams Central going to dribble in place, and the fans now recognize what's going on, and the congratulations begin. So Adams Central and Kearney Catholic, the top two seeds, will play for the Loop Platte Conference Championship Saturday night at 6, while Loop City and Gibbon will play for third Saturday at 2 here on Classic Hits. The final score, Adams Central 49 and Loop City 39. 37. Coming up, the Misco Sports postgame show. Stay with us on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Welcome back to Wood River for the first of three straight nights of basketball action. It is time now for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports, get your game on at Misco's, taking care of all of the local schools. You'll be better equipped for the games you play at Misco's Sports. 49-37 is your final score. Let's take a look at some of the final numbers. Coach Zach Foster will join us in the postgame as well, and then we'll give you a final as soon as that comes up from the Amherst-Axtell girls game. But first, for Loup City, Brady Rasmussen led the way with 19 points tonight. He had three rebounds, so 34 on Tuesday and 19 tonight for Brady. Austin Jacobowski had 4 points. Austin Bocart, 5 points and one rebound. Cole Lambrick had 2 points. Riley Lambrick, 5 points and a team-high 9 rebounds. Brady Lewandowski, 4 rebounds. Matt Jarzinka, 2 points and 2 rebounds. And Alex Spatansky, it looks like, had 2 rebounds in the basketball game. 11 rebounds in the first half, 10 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 2 of 5 in the first half and just 1 of 3 in the second half. So the bugaboo of the free throws continued to hurt Loup City tonight. 3-point shooting, they were 1 of 7 in the first half and 3 of 11 in the second half. Turnovers, 6 in the first half and 7 in the second half. Loup City had 17 points at halftime, 20 in the second half, and they fall with 37 points, 21 rebounds, 3 out of 8 at the free throw line, 4 of 18 from 3-point land, and 13 turnovers. Loup City now 11 and 8. They will play Gibbon Saturday at 2 o'clock, and then they've got some tough games when they come back. They have to play at Kearney Catholic on the 7th. They host Centura on the 8th and Donovan Trumbull to finish off the season on the 14th. We'll come back and look at the final numbers for Adams Central after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Mobile Bengal is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find 3 secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bengal from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bengal allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bengal is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
Just like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rippit, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
And we are back on the Misco Sports postgame show. Let's take a look now at the final numbers for the Adams Central Patriots. They had a total of 7 players score today. Jake Fowler, 6 points, 3 rebounds, handled point guard duty very well tonight. Derek Shuck had 3 points, 1 rebound. Tyler Kierkegaard had 7 points, 3 rebounds, and a block. Blake Overmiller was the game's leading scorer tonight for Adams Central. He had 18 points, 8 of those in the fourth quarter. He also had a team-high 9 rebounds and a block. Mark Brown, 2 points and a rebound. Jesse Ackerman, foul trouble tonight, 2 points and a rebound. And Matt Brown had 11 points, 4 rebounds, and 1 block shot. 9 rebounds in the first half, 13 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 1 of 2 in the first half, and 11 out of 19 in the second half. 9 of 16 in the fourth quarter there for the Patriots. Three-point shooting, 1 of 5 in the first half, 2 of 8 in the second half. Turnovers, 9 in the first half, and only 3 in the second half for Adams Central, including none in the fourth quarter. The Patriots had 22 points at halftime. They scored 27 in the second half. They outscored Loup City 21-9 in the fourth. They finished with 49 points, 22 rebounds, 12 out of 21 at the free throw line, 3 of 13 from three-point land, 3 block shots and 12 turnovers, as the Patriots improved to 16-3 with a 49-37 win over Loup City. They will play undefeated Kearney Catholic Saturday night at 6 for the Loup Platte Conference Championship here on Classic Hits. And then they're on the road for the final three games after the tournament, St. Cecilia, Ravenna, and Kearney Catholic again at the end of the season. Zach Foster making his way up here. We'll talk to him in a moment. Girls final from the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. Amherst was able to lead by just a little bit the whole way, and they finish it off downing Axtell 52-46. And so they will take on Eustace Farnham in the FKC Championship. Eustace Farnham came back from a deficit that they had the whole game and edged Loomis 45-44. Earlier here tonight, Kearney Catholic, a 61-52 winner. Coach Zach Foster joins us here. And Coach, congratulations getting these kids to Saturday's final.
Thank you. We feel good about it. I mean, anytime you go against Coach Henry, you know you're in for a war. He's one of the best coaches in the state, in my opinion. And their kids just keep getting better and better. And to me, I think it's crazy they're not ranked in D1. I know they've got some losses, but they had some injuries, and they are tough. I mean, they're very, very good. The Rasmussen kid, I mean, he had 34 against Ravenna the other night, and he had some tough shots tonight. So we're really, really happy to get the W.
Biggest team in the conference versus the smallest team in the conference, and that's not the guys on the floor. That's just the population of the school. But it also kind of shows you guys with the physicality, and Coach Henry talked about that earlier tonight. He knew that that was going to be tough, and it seemed like eventually, even though they made a nice run in the third quarter to tie you, you wore them down in the fourth.
Yeah, I think our depth and our versatility helps us a lot. Fowler is a freak athlete. He's only 5'10", but everybody else we play is between about 6'1 and 6'3". So our length wears on people, and we're pretty athletic with our top guys.
Blake had a good first half, and then we didn't hear much from him until the fourth quarter again. What happened in that third quarter, a six-minute dry spell after you guys got up 9?
Well, I just think the ball didn't go in for the most part. I mean, we had a lot of perimeter shots that were good looks, and they just didn't go down, and it was good in the fourth quarter to see a couple of those go down. We were getting worried on the bench over there.
We'll talk about Blake's game a little bit.
Blake, I mean, he's one of the best pure point guards I've ever been around. You know, I got blessed enough to coach Jeremiah Slough when I was in Donovan, and he was, you know, a really special player. And Blake's kind of like that. He's one of the best passers I've ever seen. He's a great defender. I kind of got on him in the first half tonight because a couple kids from Loup City were driving on him, and I was pretty disappointed, and he responded like a champion, like I thought he would.
Talking with Zach Foster, Adams Central coach, they win it tonight by a score of 49-37. The free throw shooting has been kind of an Achilles heel for you guys all year long, and Loup City was trying to put you to the line of the fourth quarter, but tell me more about what you were doing defensively against them in the fourth quarter, because they didn't score a field goal in the final 5 minutes of the fourth of the ball game.
Well, we kind of gambled a little bit and played some zone, because really they tried to get the ball to the basket. Rasmussen's really good on the dribble, and Lambrick's really athletic, so we played some zone, but then they hit a couple threes there at the end of the third, and so we got back and went to our bread and butter, which is our man, and they run a lot of dribble handoff, dribble weave action, and the first time we played them, they really hurt us in that. And at times tonight, they really hurt us, but we really did a great job of communicating, because if you're going to switch those screens and switch all the dribble handoff stuff, you really got to communicate. And our kids really, I think, sensed the moment. They understood it was important in that fourth quarter, and they really got down and communicated.
What do you think when Rasmussen goes for 34? He got 19 tonight, but I think you still are going to be pleased with your defense, because a few of those buckets were pretty hard-earned, where he's banging off a couple of defenders.
Yeah, he is. He's tough. I mean, he didn't play against us the first time, because I said, like, Loup City's had some injuries, and he played about 3 minutes the first game because he had a tailbone injury, and I knew he was special, but I really didn't know how special until I talked to Coach Bronick after their game, and he said he had 34 on him, and some people told me they thought his shooting was inconsistent. Well, he's 4-for-5 and 3 their night, and I saw in the Independent today he's leading the area in three-point percentage, so he's a great player. I mean, he's really, really, really tough.
Well, your team also took care of the ball down the stretch. 0 turnovers in the fourth quarter.
Wow, that's sensational. I didn't know that. But again, like I said, you're talking about point guards earlier, and I've coached some good ones over the years. But Blake and Jake are phenomenal. I mean, most guys hope to have one guard they can really trust. We're blessed enough to have two guards that really can handle and make good decisions.
Zach, you get the team that you're going to see twice now before the end of the year in Kearney Catholic. It's going to be kind of important not only to want to win a conference title, but I know in wild card points and things like that, these are going to be two big games. But talk specifically about what you're seeing from Kearney Catholic and what you have to do to give them the first loss on Saturday.
Well, whenever you think Coach Lee's and Kearney Catholic, you think pressure. I mean, they're just going to pressure you and really get up in you and get after you. And they got great athletes. A lot of our kids play football, and we're a successful football school, and we had an epic game with them in the playoffs this year. They're very, very good football, so our kids are familiar with them. And in some ways, it's going to be like looking in a mirror because we're athletic, they're athletic. They like the pressure, we want to pressure, we want to drive, they want to drive. And so it's really going to be interesting to see kind of the subplots to the whole game, how it plays out on Saturday.
Well, if your guards play as well as they have most of the year, and again tonight, it should come right down to the wire.
Well, they're going to need to because they're going to put pressure on us, and hopefully we can guard Lee's. I think he had about 40 tonight. I don't know what he ended up with. It felt like it when I was watching.
Well, Zach, we'll let you get going here. We'll see you again Saturday. Congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
Thanks, Zach. Zach Foster, head coach of the Adams Central Patriots, and we are ready to wrap things up tonight here on the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports taking care of business for decades and taking care of all of the area schools. You'll be better equipped for the games you play at Misco's Sports. The Nebraska women, a winner tonight, as we told you a little earlier, downing Ohio State 62-53.